home and chill, keeping you company during the coronavirus.
Hello, this is Stephen Leng and I host Access All Areas on Foobar Radio every Thursday from 6 to 7pm. I hope you're all staying home and maybe taking advantage of Pornhub's offer. They've got all their premium content for free right now. Go and enjoy yourself. You are listening to Stay Home and Chill on Foobar Radio, keeping you company throughout the coronavirus.
Radio. Got an American guest on right about now. Is Gabe there?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, mate. Thank you. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, I heard that I became president. I'm proud of you.
Cheers, man. Yeah.
So you're running my country now.
Yes, so. I am. And I'm going to get you all the subscribers you want. So.
I kind of wanted Donald to win, to be honest. He had a lot of hope.
Oh, well, he came close. So, Gabe, yeah, thanks for contacting me today out of the blue, randomly. It was like fate, almost meant to be. We was looking for an American guest, and then I get an email from an American. It's absolutely mental.
Exactly, and I mean, I really appreciate you guys bringing me on, and I've just been listening. It's just so fun.
Oh, wicked, man, wicked. So your YouTube name is Comedian Gabe, right?
Yeah, I always had it as that, and then people were like, are you actually a comedian? And I'm like,
no.
YouTube comedian.
So, what, there's a bit of a cliche question, Gabe, but what made you start doing YouTube videos?
So, I started a long time ago, back when, like, lip syncing was a big thing, where you just play music. And you just, like, lip-sync to stuff, so I would take...
We've all been there.
Yeah, and I actually cannot delete those videos because I forgot the password.
Oh, wow.
Everyone knows the name. It was, like, the channel's name. It's, like, if you type it in, you can't find it, but if you go by the URL, it's called, like, The Kid With Eyes. I thought that was creative. You know, back then, when I was, like, 13, I thought that it was creative. I was, like, The Kid With Eyes.
I remember my MySpace URL was myspace.com/... Hobo sex.
Wow.
So that's pretty
cool. Pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, hobos have eyes, and they used to be kids, so in a way. Are we brothers, Gabe?
You know, sometimes I think the same thing.
I saw you recently collaborated with Brittany Louise Taylor.
Yes, I'm actually good friends with her, and I've been watching it for quite a while, and we did, like, two skits, and each one of them took, like, 8 hours to film.
Really?
It was the first time I had, like, had someone film for us, and she's, like, so professional with all of that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool, man. That's cool. Who would your dream YouTuber be? If you could collaborate with anyone, who would it be?
I like the YouTuber Philip DeFranco, but I also like Shane Dawson. So I was talking to Brittany about trying to do a collab with Shane as well. Yeah. Are you guys familiar with Shane?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, big YouTuber. He's been doing it a long time.
Yeah, and he's super funny, and he's still pushing. So that's pretty cool.
What brings you over to the UK then, sir?
So right now my mom is here and she's like visiting some friends, and so I'm out here, and technically it's Thanksgiving break.
Right.
So, well, coming here is kind of weird because there's no break here.
Yeah.
Like, I came here on my break and then I leave on Sunday to go back, and I'm in college, so we have like a week off.
Are you not missing the Thanksgiving traditions? Because obviously over here no one gives a shit.
The yams.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I am not really a big Thanksgiving person, you know.
Okay.
My dad, when I go there for Thanksgiving, it's like a big thing. So I do that like every 2 or 3 years. But right. Like, that's enough. And then after that, I like take 2 years off and I'll either go to New York where my mom lives, or I'll come here if she's here and just hang out. And
sweet.
To be honest, it's like Thanksgiving in America is just family. So you just get family together and they just fight. And it's,
oh, right.
It's like everyone's coming together and it's like really packed house of like 15 people, and they're all like sharing one like small portion of food, and they're fighting over everything. There's like tension.
That's what I was going to ask you, actually, because you'd probably be surprised at how little me and Tom know about Thanksgiving, like literally nothing. So what would be a traditional sort of meal? So like I'm sure you're the same. We'd have turkey for Christmas and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so what would you have for
If turkey for Christmas, we do sometimes with for Thanksgiving, the biggest things are turkey, and then they have stuffing. Like stuffing is one of the biggest things to have with it.
Sage and onion.
They have like cranberry sauce, and I mean cranberry sauce is good with all that. And then they usually will have like little sides like macaroni salad or like potato salad. It's pretty good, but you know, like afterwards you just feel like so sick.
I can imagine. So family's like the main reason to celebrate Thanksgiving, and then it's the food. Is it
it's
that
like
one?
Family, football, food, the three S.
Football. Yeah, but you're on about the fake football.
Football, yeah. So I actually was talking to my mom about this today. I wish that we called it something different, because I actually prefer football to be like soccer, like how you guys call it.
Right. Yeah. You're one of us, Gabe.
It makes more sense because you actually using your feet a lot more.
Yeah,
that's what I was telling my mom, and I mean,
Gabe, we are brothers.
I don't know why we came up with the idea of it being the same thing, but yeah, American football is like huge, and like they will stuff themselves and then they'll go on the couch and they'll be lazy, so it's like perfect fit. It's like day off, and like people just like don't work, they just eat, and they like puke.
That sounds
like
great.
Their goal
sounds
is
good.
To puke.
It's making me want to go back to America already.
Do you enjoy a pumpkin pie, Gabe?
I actually don't really like pumpkin pie, but like that's like a big dessert there. Like apple pie, pumpkin pie, like they love all pies. Like pies in America, they just love fat food. Like anything that'll make you kind of fat, they're like, okay, this is unhealthy, we'll do it for this.
That's like a big stigma, like a big stereotype that us English, we have terrible teeth and the Americans are fat.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, it's kind of true, and I wish it wasn't, but like, I mean, I'm in California, so in California, the stereotype is fit, because it's really nice outside. So you, like, whenever I go outside in California, the people are so fit, and they, like, are working out, like, everyone's out there is, like, a physical trainer, but in New York, it's kind of, I'd say it's a little bit different, like, people are doing business, but I see a little bit more, like, hefty people. McDonald's are everywhere. Like, I know that there's McDonald's out here, but, like, I'm serious, like, McDonald's is, like, every corner.
Really? That's crazy. Yeah.
It's what? Like fast food commercials are crazy out there as well. Like they do really well, and they're like every commercial break there's like fast food, and it's like everyone just eats it and they
love
sure,
it. I'm sure in a few years that'll become less and less as
Wendy's.
Everything gets politically correct over time. Are there any like English traditions that you find a bit bizarre, a bit strange, that us weird lot do?
Well, I was like breaking down like different words that like you guys call things versus like how we say things.
Okay, let's go, let's riff.
So let me take out my phone, because I actually wrote down a lot.
Oh, it sounds like preparation. Preparation.
Yes, I was ready. Like, okay. So for me, like, I've always heard the word flat for apartment, but like, what is the back? Do you guys know like the reason that you call it a flat? Because like to me, an apartment would never seem flat.
I think it's because there's only one story.
Yeah, there's no upstairs, so it's quite flat.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was pretty quick.
Yeah, but then we have bungalows as well. But then I guess bungalows are singular by itself.
I've heard the word bungalow, but I always hear flat. Like people flat. Always say like, oh, you're going to the flat. And then like everyone is so surprised. Like I'm staying at a flat and I'm not staying at like a hotel.
Yeah.
Like I'm just visiting. But it was good. And then like my mom said that people say jumper for sweater.
Yeah.
That's a good question, because that is weird. Jumper.
What, jumper?
Yeah, but what's that about? Because that doesn't make any sense.
Because you don't jump into a sweater.
No, yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah, no, sweaters. Yeah, you do sweat in a sweater, don't you? So,
but then having the word sweat in the name is a bit...
Yeah.
My sweatshirt, I put this on if I want to sweat.
No, we'll give America that one. We're in the wrong there. We're in the wrong. What's next on your list, Gabe?
Pants. You guys call it underwear?
Yeah.
Yeah, see...
Well, no, we call it pants.
We call them pants, and you call trousers pants.
Oh,
don't you?
Yeah, that's true. We do. I thought that you guys call like underwear sometimes, but like I see. And then like this is the one that like when I came out here, I was so surprised I didn't know about. Like I love oatmeal, but you guys call it porridge.
Yeah, porridge is a great word though, isn't it? Porridge.
I like it, but I always think of the bear. That story. And like that girl, and she's like, this seat's too small, this one's too big, and then she has the porridge.
Because it wouldn't sound right if the three bears had oatmeal.
Yeah.
What about the best one is what I find is fanny pack.
Fanny pack?
Yeah, do you know what we call that?
What? I don't actually.
A bum bag.
A bum bag?
Yeah, because do you know what a fanny is in England?
Oh, is it a crotch?
It's a vagina.
It's a lady danger zone.
Yeah. So to have a vagina pack on the front of your waistband. It becomes a bit unusual, but
pretty interesting. I actually did not know that. Do people here actually use fanny packs a lot? Because in America, it's not as big.
No, they use bum bags.
It kind of got a bit cool and a bit hipster to wear use a fanny pack over here.
Yeah, but it's not really. I mean, like, to be honest, middle-aged women who go to theme parks and stand with bags while their kids go on the rides, they're the kind of people you'd imagine to have a fanny pack.
Or I bought my girlfriend a fanny pack. So,
did you?
Yeah, because no, it was cool. We went away on holiday together and she wore it and we didn't get thefted.
Yeah, so when you go back to America, Gabe, make sure you start calling it a bum bag. Your friends will be like, he's a cool guy. He's well travelled.
They're going to be like, yeah. They're like, are you from London? I'll be like, yeah.
Hell yeah. So
no accent.
The Tuesday Roundup with Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on FUBAR Radio.
Everyone's been a little bit flustered here. The girls, the guys, everyone. All FUBAR.
Men and women have been having hot flushes. I don't think it's the weather. It's not the menopause. Because they're all too young.
Well, I mean, it is just a bit of a coincidence that the hottest day of the year also happens. We happen to have Lamar on the show.
He made it happen, bro. I think he made it happen.
Lamar, welcome to the show.
Thanks, man.
Great to have you, bro.
Nice to be here.
No, we're very excited about you coming down.
Sweet.
Man. And it's just, to be honest, it's a real honor. On various levels, because for me personally, like, I know you probably get this in every interview you've ever done. People reference Fame Academy and whatnot. But on the really real, do you ever stop and think, like, you were one of the first guys? I mean, thinking about, like, my little nieces and nephews, my kids, you know, you were one of the first guys that a lot of youngsters saw.
Yeah.
Who just appeared in their minds out of nowhere and made it. Do you know what I mean? And do you ever think about, like, the influence that you've had? Not just on kids, but also on the nature of that that structure of a show as well.
Now I am. Now I'm thinking about it. No, do you know, I'm even just for me anyway, you know, I can only talk from my perspective. Mm. You know, I've had a lot of pinch yourself moments, man. Mm. You know, a lot of times where I've sat at home, you know, whether it be sitting with the kids in the garden or whatever, or just hanging in the studio or whatever, and just thinking, wow, man, I don't know, how did this happen? But, you know, but I'm very grateful. I'm very, very grateful for, you know, anyone who's ever supported. And, you know, I'm happy that I took the chances that I took, and it's got me to where I am.
Because it's the first time that I remember seeing talent get recognised for talent.
Oh, man.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, man. He said it. I didn't.
In mainstream circles, you get a lot of these reality shows and whatnot. And, you know, they date back to the dawn of time. You know, when I was really little, it was... I've had a total mind blank. What's that show on ITV?
Opportunity Knocks.
Opportunity Knocks. Thank you very much. Thank you to everybody in their mid to late 30s in the room right now. You know, so it's always been around.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, when you popped up, there was a lot of people from the end. I mean, my mum always goes crazy if there's any form of black person on the television. Anyway, she's old school. But, you know, I think it was, when people heard you sing, obviously that was a big deal. But then when they heard you speak...
I'm not saying
like you sound crazily hood or anything, but you know what I'm saying? It just sounds like, oh my God, it's like a normal guy.
Like a normal geezer.
And if a normal guy can do it, then why
then
can't I? That's the thing.
Possible.
That's the thing that for me is like a game changer.
Yeah, brilliant.
Seeing
man.
You come up.
Brilliant, man. I need to come in often.
This is nice. If you ever feeling a bit crap, mate, you come here.
If I'm feeling low, just swing on.
What has been some of those pinch yourself moments? What's been some of those?
Loads. You know, growing up, I listened to a lot of soul music and R&B music as well. And I've met kind of like every single person that I've ever listened to or respected in my mind. You know, performed with Lionel Richie, Mary J. Blige, Beyonce, Enrique Iglesias, you know, Justin Timberlake, George Benson. So to perform with them and also meet other legends, whether it be Prince, whether it be
George Benson,
anyone. So it's exactly. So it's, you know, those moments I've gone home and thought, wow, I'm just this guy from Tottenham, and took a chance and looked at it. So
was anyone a dick? Were you really looking forward to meet someone?
Absolute prat. No, I want to say no. Do you know? Usually people aren't horrible, but sometimes. Team members can, you know, be a bit, you know, but you just know that it's never really from.
It's very diplomatic. I think maybe what Lamar's trying to say is sometimes there's certain people who seem to have less time for other human beings.
Yeah,
you see.
You should speak for me. I mean, he speaks well, right?
You do get that in the entertainment business sometimes because we all get gassed. I can think of a couple of times where I've showed up somewhere and I've believed my own hype for a day.
Yeah.
And then I come home and I feel like shit and I think, why? And I say, oh, it's because you're a dick today, man. Don't do that.
Yeah.
No one wants that. You know? No
yeah, check yourself
that.
Moment.
Yeah.
Check like, yourself. What's that? No, that was me. That was my fault. I was the jerk. Okay. I need to calm down. Yeah.
Oh, cool, good enough. Enough. You being so honest, Doc. Good man. You are really a ridiculous.
Always. So listen.
Yeah.
London is growing and changing.
Yep.
We're two born and bred Londoners here. Yep.
That's right.
And an honorary one over there.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in Willesden, Kilburn, Harlesden, okay. That kind of area.
Yeah.
And obviously you're from Tottenham.
Yeah.
We've seen this city change, I mean, to an unrecognisable level now.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Where houses on the street that you used to play, you know, pennies on or whatever are going for 1, 2, 3 million.
Yeah, extreme amounts.
And whatnot. Every area, I wake up and another area's come up, another area's come up, another area's come up.
East London shape a lot.
East London, all over. Tottenham's still shit. What's going on? What's going on?
That was good. That was good. Bits. I like that one.
What is going on in your end?
Do you know what, though? Have you been there recently?
I live on the road. I'm in Dalston. Every time I go there, it still looks the same.
If you said, I haven't been there recently, I'd say,
still
yeah, but look
looks
now.
The same.
No, but I reckon, give it another, you know, year or two.
Yeah.
You know, all it's right. going to, because there's a lot of development with the new ground that's going in.
No, that's
there's
true.
A lot
that's
of changes
there's
around
gonna
there.
Be some bits and pieces
growing up, I worked in a Sainsbury's that was really, it was really close. A local Sainsbury's. And they're not that down, so it's now, I don't know what it is now, it's like a car park and they're going to change into something.
Mm-hmm.
The Tesco or whatever it is that they put in the replacement is enormous.
Yeah.
Crazy. So they're planning something. They're planning something.
Okay, they're preparing.
The development's
on the up. Tottenham on the up.
Yeah.
All right. So you got the studio and stuff all at home as well, do you? Where you trying
I've got studios in various. I've got a studio at mine. I've got a few that I use in London and a few abroad. Yeah.
Nice. I mean, have you been making new music? Or
I've been doing a lot of writing and recording. Lucy's in the studio. She helps me a lot.
Hi, Lucy.
And she sets up a bunch of stuff for me.
Amazing.
So there's plans. We might go to Miami, LA as well to finish off some stuff. But I've started some stuff over here as well. And it's sounding nice. So, you know, obviously promoting the current album and the current single, et cetera, et cetera, but always got an eye on the future.
Oh, all right. Bless. Well, thank you so much. Cool. We really, really massively appreciate having you in.
I appreciate you inviting me down and hosting me. It's nice.
Mm. We walked away from this feeling pretty good. Like, positive vibes.
Yeah, all we need to do is fan down all our staff here at FUBAR Radio as Lamar leaves, pat down a few foreheads and armpits. But thank you so much for your time.
Cool, thank you.
Absolutely.
See you again soon.
Brilliant. Yep.
What a pleasure.
Thank you.
The main man, indeed.
Brilliant. Back row and chill on FUBAR Radio.
I'm joined today by director Olivier Assayas, and we're going to be talking about his new movie, Personal Shopper, which stars Christian Stewart. So if you could just tell us a little bit about the movie, how it came about.
When you write film, it's like when you write a novel, you know, you start small. You start from a character, an image, whatever, you know, and it kind of grows into a fully bloomed story. So I think here it was pretty much the character of Maureen. I had both the character, meaning a young girl in Paris, foreigner. She has no friends there. She has no roots there. She's there because that's where her brother used to live, and her brother just died. And just to make a living, she has to do a very stupid job, which involves just, you know, carrying bags from point A to point B, really, you know.
So the premise of the story, for anyone who hasn't, is there's a young girl in Paris and her brother dies. She's also a medium, isn't she? So she can... Well, she's trying to contact the other side.
Yeah, she's a medium, but she's not too sure about that. She has her doubts. It's mostly her brother who was into that. Because, you know, they made this oath, like they all have some heart problems. They both have heart problems. So they knew they were not going to live
very
too long.
Yeah.
So they made a promise that the first one who goes would try to get in touch with the other. But he was really the one who... believed in that stuff, and she's left and she has major doubts. She's not so sure she will get a sign.
And so is it a French film?
it's the best of both worlds or the worst of both worlds. Yeah. In a sense that, you know, I suppose that for the French, we are foreign film because we are we have an English-speaking film. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, we don't get any subsidies or help in France. Okay. For the rest of the world, we're basically an indie French film. So yeah. We don't get that much financing.
Yeah, it's a bit of a hybrid. Because I heard about Kristen was doing sort of a French film. I thought, oh, is she going to speak French? Is it going to be half and half? I love it when we sort of pair with France and do half and half films. It's brilliant. Mm-hmm. Just about the casting as well, because you've got some fantastic actors in there. Was Kristen always in mind?
Yeah, Kristen was, I suppose, part of the inspiration for the film. I mean, I had just worked with her, and if I was telling the story of a young American girl, you know, my point of reference would have to be her, you know. So it's written for her, and I think, you know, it's a movie where she's really pretty much center stage. I think that her artistic input is vital in this film. I think there's a lot of whatever this film is that it owes to Kristen.
The storytelling of this film, it was probably the most unusual film I've seen this year in terms of I couldn't see where it was going to go, and it felt like almost sort of two or three different styles of film all wrapped up together. Yeah. The sort of supernatural side, I was like, is it a horror thriller? Then it turned into more of a drama with Kristen, the mystery guy on the phone. So it kept sort of shifting.
It's both part of the fun when you're writing, and it's hopefully also part of the fun when you're watching the film. I think that, you know, this ultimately is a character study. It's a coming of age story, and it can be told in a million ways.
Yeah.
We know we follow someone going through some kind of major crisis in her life. I think there are ways to share that with an audience and try to make the film fun. You know, in the sense that, you know, it twists and turns in weird ways, but the idea is to keep you constantly surprised. I think that's what storytelling is about. And I'm getting also bored with, both as a writer and as a viewer, with movies that kind of follow, you know, like by the dots,
genre
making, you know, so you're safe, you know, where, you know, it's getting a pretty dull cinematic experience.
You film in location on Paris, and also in London, because I saw that you got the Eurostar, and that's a journey that I've made many, many times. Logistically, how was it easy to film on the Eurostar?
No, it was not. When I wrote the scene, I said, oh, this is really simple, but then it turned into a nightmare, really. I mean, it was unbelievably complicated. Because basically you're not allowed to shoot on the Eurostar. So we ended up locating an old Eurostar carriage that was parked I'm not sure where in France.
Yeah.
We ended up, of course, we were not able to shoot on a moving train. We were shooting on a train in a parking and in a garage. So that was not easy. That was very difficult, actually. Then we had, you know, to go through special effect to insert whatever is going on on the other side of the windows.
Yeah.
Then we were not allowed to shoot in the French Eurostar zone in the Gare du Nord. They allowed us to shoot in London, so we could not shoot the French lounge, and we ended up shooting both lounges because, you know, she travels and so she stops in the Paris lounge, and then and on the way back she's in the London lounge, but ultimately it's the two different levels
of the London
lounge, the same lounge. Some stuff we absolutely had no access to, meaning like when she boards the train in Paris, we were not allowed access, but we were allowed access in London. Both on the British and French side, we were not allowed to film the passport control. So we had to recreate that in the Czech Republic. So I don't know, you know, this whole thing that looked very simple and fluid
was
a nightmare to make.
Wow, that's amazing. Because I remember just seeing, I'm like, oh, they're filming on the Eurostar. I had no idea that you could film on the Eurostar.
Yeah, so you actually can't, you were right.
Well, well done. You pieced it together really, really well. How did you start out? For any young filmmakers out there who want to know how to get involved?
I didn't go through film school. For some reason, I hated school. You know, and when I started making films, it's kind of interesting because when I started making films, which is maybe a long time ago, but ultimately not that long.
Yeah.
Filmmaking was not for brilliant students. It was for the more artistic, more confused and messy ones, you know? And now it's become the opposite. Now it's like the best students want to become filmmakers or something like that. I don't know how it is in England, but that's the way it is in France. I studied literature. sculpture. I studied painting because I was more of a draftsman, painter. You approach filmmaking by working as a trainee, you know, on productions, on various productions. I mean, like I did whatever stupid job I could get, so I can relate to Kristen being a personal shopper in my film, because when you're very young and you want to get into whatever attracts you, you do silly jobs. I work a lot in England as a trainee in the editing rooms for Superman, which was an interesting job.
Oh, wow.
A weird, interesting job. I work also as a third assistant on a couple of English-American movies shot in Europe. I was an assistant editor. But then I basically started making my own short films.
Yeah.
And, which is also specific, I suppose, to French culture, I wrote about filmmaking in the magazine Cahiers du Cinéma, which was the Nouvelle Vague historical magazine.
Okay.
And I think that I learned a lot there. I mean, that was my film school.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville on FUBAR Radio.
Our next guest isn't a mountain to nothing.
That was terrible.
That was terrible.
You can literally say our next guest has the vocal range to create.
Range is good.
His
mountain
own
range.
Avalon.
Perfect.
Yep, there we go.
Jermaine Douglas.
Thank you for having me.
No, not at all, brother. Not at all. Thank you for coming through. Looking very suave and debonair.
Very,
today.
Very suave.
Thank you very much. As are you two. Three.
Thank you, Jermaine.
You're looking very not Diddy. You're looking very Puff Daddy. And there's a difference.
There is a difference.
There's a difference between looking very Diddy and looking very Puff Daddy. And Puff Daddy's better, I reckon.
Yeah, for real.
You know what I mean?
For real. That's 100%.
What is he now?
It's like hypnotized.
He's Diddy now, isn't he? That's hypnotized time.
Amy, right. Daddy no. Love or something. So
Daddy Love.
He changed it to something like that, innit?
He did say that, didn't he?
I'm not Diddy anymore. I'm Brother Love or something like that.
Something
along them lines.
I think he changed his name to Brother Love, but no one took him seriously.
No one took him seriously.
I think people still just call him Diddy. Because his Instagram and all his socials are still just Diddy.
Man.
Do you know what I mean?
He's only just done it. In February, in fact, it's now Love.
It's just Love. His name's Love. Do you remember the basketball player Ron Artest changed his name to Meta World Peace?
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
No.
Yeah.
Meta World Peace. I didn't know that he... I've only known him as Meta... Well, not that I know him. Meta World
Peace. Oh, did you not know about Ron Artest?
I had no idea. I just thought, he's got hippie parents. That's quite nice.
Yeah.
It's quite a nice name, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I think he was he was known for being a bit of basically a bit of a bully on the courts. And then, so it was quite ironic that he changed his name to Meta World Peace. I think he kind of had a bit of an epiphany and decided to kind of tone it down a little bit.
Break the curse, change the name. Yeah.
I know it was only after he'd retired, though.
Yeah.
But how are you, Jermaine?
I'm still Jermaine.
Yeah.
I'm blessed, I can't complain.
Yeah.
You've worked with Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes.
Tell us,
randomly.
On what?
I mean, it was through the charity One for the Boys, which is male cancer, and he's the face for it.
Right.
And my friend Sophia does the things, and we just ended up being friends. And he did it for free. Stevie Wonder and Samuel Jackson did the things for free, so it's good to see the community supporting each other. But that was the biggest blessing, was for free.
Is Samuel L. Jackson a sweary in real life?
Conversation? Calm and collected.
Yeah.
And the first time I met him, he pulled out his chair and said, "Would you like a seat?" Which I didn't expect.
Yeah,
just very
not
polite.
At all.
Very
was he
polite.
Wearing his Kangol hat at the time?
Yes, he was.
Mind blowing.
That's dope. That's
that is
mad.
Are you sure it was Samuel Jackson?
But he's really humble and doesn't age a day.
See, it was like a Samuel Jackson robe.
But he's actually older than Stevie Wonder, but you wouldn't realise.
What?
Like he looks exactly the same.
What?
No,
I know,
he does,
right?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I believe so. Yeah.
Samuel is older than Stevie.
One of the highest paid.
Hasn't he been in over 271 something crazy like that?
Stevie Wonder, I think, is still in his 60s, right? Samuel Jackson is 71.
Wow.
Stevie is 69.
That's mad. A
couple of years.
Cheeky Stevie.
That's my wiki knowledge right there.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
No, go on, sorry.
What's wrong? Is it because I'm not wearing my headphones?
It just looks the oddest way. When we had Swindlin not that long ago, and he wore headphones around like his forehead.
Yeah, like you put your sunglasses.
And we put a clip out on social media and someone said, that's the worst way I've ever seen anybody wearing headphones.
But you're, were they on your head?
No, they were kind of...
Do you remember Star Trek? The guy from Star Trek?
Captain Kirk.
For some reason, that actually really suits you. I don't know why.
Michael, you're wearing your headphones like sort of hanging off one. Not even hanging off just one.
Like,
it's
I'm wearing my headphones like a phone.
Oh,
isn't it?
Oh, it's a DJ thing.
You've got a Beats headphone.
That's what I said. Old school reggae DJ thing.
So you can hear the people shouting. Yeah. Gonna play some Gregory Isaacs.
Okay, well, we are gonna play a game.
Yeah.
So maybe you're at an advantage here. Don't pop your headphones on then. You definitely won't win this.
Okay. No, I will listen to the music.
Okay. So you have got a song called Better For You.
Yes.
I want to know. That's one point. One point, correct.
One point.
Is that true or false? I want to know which one of these artists is better for you in terms of YouTube subscribers. So which one is better, not necessarily for you, for them, because they've got higher YouTube subscribers, okay? So okay. Write down, so it's two artists, write down which artist you think has higher subscribers on YouTube.
How many is there, one or six? Okay.
There's five and a bonus.
Okay.
Five and a bonus. Let's start with number one. You got it. You're way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the big size toes on my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Time flies.
Close your eyes. Are we doing a song or is it the artist?
The artist. And weird that we have already mentioned Love, as in Puff Daddy P. Diddy.
This is true.
For Love. Weirdly. So Stormzy or Puff Love?
Is this total of all of their videos?
Puff Diddy Pop, like Ben Stiller calls him.
Puffa Diddy Pop.
Puffa Diddy Pop, or whatever you're calling yourself these days.
No, it's this artist rather than track. As a whole,
all of their songs,
everything they've done, everything on their YouTube channel is a collective. Just them as an artist on YouTube.
Views. Okay, cool.
No, subscribers.
How many subscribers do they have to their YouTube channel?
Oh, subscribers.
Channel?
Subscribers, not
just
views.
Just subscribers.
Just. Yeah. I feel like I was saying the same thing.
And it's Stormzy and
purely people Stormzy who subscribe to their channel.
Yeah. Just YouTube.
How many subscribers they got?
Yes, yes.
This is a trick question. Are we talking people who've gone onto the platform where you watch?
They haven't watched. Okay, it's right. This is what happens.
And click
someone
the subscribe
has gone to YouTube.
Button.
Maybe they watch Big For Your Boots. Maybe they watched all of Stormzy's videos. Yeah. They don't count unless they click that subscribe button.
The subscribers that they've got.
I think this is a trick question.
Do you know what I just realised, Jermaine?
It's not a trick.
It's people who are subscribed.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's just so you know, it's not views, it's subscribers. Okay? We've all got that. I know it's tricky, but Stormzy or Puff
Daddy. I thought it was
Diddy,
not tricky.
Think about it, like who would subscribe to that channel? I mean, I don't know. Are you subscribed to Puff Daddy's channel?
No,
because he's called Love now, so it wouldn't even exist, would it?
But he's been out for years.
Exactly. He's been around for a long time, Stormzy less so, but he's very popular.
But the younger generation's online now.
They love a bit of YouTube.
That's true.
Okay, so now we move on to number two. Don't ask me because I don't know
why, but it's like that. Okay. And that's the way it is.
That's when I start promising the world to a brand new girl. I don't even know yet. Or Wiley. She's wearing my Rolex. So Run DMC or Wiley. Yes. Who has gone to Run DMC's page, click subscribe, same with Wiley.
This is actually hard.
It is hard. Not a trick, though. Once again, subscribers, not views.
Have Run DMC actually got a YouTube?
Yes, they have.
Good question.
It's not that.
They had their own reality TV show, didn't they?
Exactly. It's not a trick in that all of these people have a YouTube channel. They're not like. No, sorry, they don't have one, obviously. Okay, here's number three. You'll put your number on this paper because I would love to date you. Holla at you when I come on top. Pulling down the street, smoking and sipping on gin and juice.
They change the hook at the very end to just biatch.
Yeah. Jay-Z or Snoop Dogg, Snoop Lion, whatever you want to call him. I'm calling him Snoop Dogg though.
He was a part of the 3D thing, isn't it? He started the 3D thing on YouTube. Like the debut artist for it.
Who, Snoop Dogg?
3D. Okay.
3D what?
Like the multiple camera thing.
Oh, okay.
I didn't
know. What, 360. Oh, okay. I'm going to go with what you say.
Dawn Richards and Snoop Dogg, that's right.
Interesting.
Now he just gets high with Martha Stewart. Snoop Dogg. I love that about him.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it was, was it Miley Cyrus? No, who was it? I'm sure it was Snoop. We'll fact check this, but I'm sure she said she quit weed because Snoop said that she could smoke him under the table. I'm sure that's what happened. I definitely remember saying that she stopped smoking weed. It was him.
She
or
stopped smoking
Rogan.
Weed because Snoop.
Because he was like, "God, you smoke a lot of weed, okay? Like you smoke."
Oh wow,
a lot of weed.
And is that video on YouTube?
It was him or Seth Rogen. Sorry,
is that video on YouTube?
No, unfortunately, that's not part of his collection on YouTube.
It's less subscribers.
Are we ready
now
for number four? Number four?
Yeah. Made this here with all the ice on in the booth. At the gate outside, when they pull up, they give me loose. Give me that loose. Keep fucking around
with me and turn me back to the old. Travis Scott or Dr. Dre, who has more subscribers?
This is hard, you know.
To exactly. I mean, it's just guesswork, isn't it? Really? I don't know, though. Dre, again, he's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Not big. Big videos, iconic videos. Dre, isn't yeah. he? So people
but
watch
he's not
that,
YouTube generation.
It could be, but it could be. Okay, number, finally for now, number five. One love for the mother's pride, one love for the times we cried, one love, gotta stay alive. So nod your head and break your neck, nigga. Break your neck, nigga.
Wow.
I know.
Blue or Busta Rhymes?
Blue or Busta Rhymes, who has
this is really hard.
This is a hard one.
Very hard. Very
this
hard.
This is a very hard one.
Well, especially as you're wearing your headphones like a phone, it's probably even harder for you to hear that clip.
A phone on loudspeaker.
Okay, should we get some answers?
This is hard.
Oh, wait, there was only five.
There's five,
right?
And there's a bonus winner Sweet. Takes all, don't worry. Right. Jermaine, what have you got? Stormzy or Puff Daddy?
I put Stormzy.
Okay.
Because he's a game changer at the moment.
Okay.
I put Stormzy as
yeah.
well.
What did you put?
Put Diddy.
You should have put Stormzy.
I know I should have.
You should
I
have
was
put
trying
Stormzy.
To be.
Mars and Jar,
a bit
you got
edgy.
A point each there. Run DMC or Wiley? What did you all get?
Run DMC.
I put Run DMC.
I okay. put Wiley.
Should have put Run DMC. I should tell you, actually, sorry. Puff Daddy has got 290k and so Stormzy's got 1.48 million.
Right.
Wiley's got 219k, Run DMC have 290k.
Okay.
It's going to be a ballpark. Jay-Z or Snoop? Who did you put?
Jay-Z.
Snoop.
Snoop is yeah. correct. First
is
point there.
Yeah.
It is Snoop.
It's got to be Snoop.
Okay, it's because he's got his own platform, Jay-Z.
Jay-Z's right. got 2.21 million. Snoop has got 5.9 million.
Mm.
Travis Scott or Dr. Dre?
100% Travis Scott.
Travis Scott.
Yeah, you're all right. Travis Scott, that is correct.
Don't you open up that window.
But Dr. Dre's probably rich, all right?
3.3. He's probably, yeah, probably.
Yeah,
why? He's what?
These could you have noticed that I'm considerably richer than you?
Thank you.
That's Dr.
The maker
Dre
of
Scott.
Michael Payne's headphones,
yes.
telephone headphones
See?
That he's wearing.
The money in the room.
Dr. Dre has 3.7 million and Travis has 7 million.
Right.
Okay. Finally, for now, Blue and Buster.
Blue.
I put Buster.
I put Blue.
Blue is correct. Okay. Blue is correct. Buster
five
has
out of five, motherfucker.
Hold on. No, it's right. Okay. Buster. I'm sorry. I thought it was going to say million, though. I thought that would be ridiculous. 51.3. I thought it was million. 51.3 million. No,
wow.
he hasn't. 51.3 thousand. But Blue have 457,000.
Wait, how many has Buster Rhymes got?
51,000, not million.
51,000. Buster Rhymes.
Yeah.
Rap legend. Buster Rhymes.
But you've got to think of it like this. You've got to think about it.
With some of the most entertaining rap videos of all time.
I know.
Buster Rhymes, they must have spelled it B-U-S-T-E-R, but
you got to think of it
that
like
can't
this,
be
like,
Buster Rhymes. That's Buster Rhymes. That's who he is. It's Rasta Rhymes.
Buster ain't been active though.
It's fake.
Buster hasn't been active on nothing. Blue is like it's still you.
I refuse to believe that Buster Rhymes only got 51,000.
Yeah.
But you still, you put Blue fuck. Though, still.
51.3 for Buster, thank you.
That's sad.
It is sad. But what isn't sad is
it's still quite
enjoying
a few people,
second
though.
Place. We've got Michael Jermaine with three. Five.
Someone counting.
I wouldn't trust my maths, but we don't worry because we have a winner takes all situation.
Wait, no, you know, you didn't say Apple. Five, Marcel.
Five, Marcel.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
You put yeah, well, next to yours.
We just put it all on the line, bro.
Like this.
Well, we lay it on the line here.
I'm about to put it all on the line.
For the final one. So, you know, everything to play for, you could still win here. Let's go for this.
Welcome to Miami.
Will Smith is a candy shop. I let
you lick the ballot shop. Will Smith or 50 Cent? Tricky Will again.
Smith is active. Like, I've watched
active.
A lot of his videos.
Very
active. Super active.
Very active on social.
His visuals
and who was the second person?
50 Cent. Again, yeah, but you're very active. He's always asking people to go and collect the money off him. He's very active on his Instagram for calling
people. Yeah, exactly. That's Insta. But I think Will Smith's got more shit that
he has got.
Will Smith's document, like his little thing that he does.
50 Cent is for fun.
Yeah, it's true. Will Smith does a lot.
YouTube shit.
But who are you putting then? I'd write it down and show me so there's no cheating what you have on your bit of paper. Okay. So, Michael, Jermaine, you have got Will Smith. Marcel's 50 Cent. Marcel still wins!
He just tricked us in touch.
Yes!
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
I'm here with DJ Fresh, ladies and gentlemen. How's it going?
Hey, Harriet.
Are you enjoying your day of interviews?
Yeah, I am, actually. Yeah, I've been away for a while, so it's been out of my rhythm.
Where have you been?
It's been good to get back into it. Thailand, the Maldives.
Oh, is this a holiday?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so
jealous. Actually getting really fed up of saying that. It's like every time I say the Maldives, I feel like I've just punched somebody in the face. Everyone's just like, oh.
Yeah.
Because it's like it's the opposite
it's a,
of here.
It's a barrage of hate that you're getting for something that you just didn't try to have a nice time
with. Yeah, basically, yeah. It's like, I didn't do it to piss you off. Yeah, no, it's good. I mean, like, this time of year is, you know, traditionally very dead, like, for the music business.
Yeah, God, shuts down, doesn't
no
it?
No releases, you know, all the clubs are shut. You know, everyone's spent their money over Christmas, so... And
everyone's
New Year.
Sleeping.
Everyone's asleep and hungover, apart from me, because I don't drink now. But, yeah, it's a good time of year to go away.
So you're probably able to get up in the morning and actually go and enjoy the sights and the sun and the weather.
Totally,
yeah. Very jealous. Do you ever get worried? I mean, you've had so many bangers, like, so many tunes. Do you ever get that terrifying fear before you put out a single that it's not going to work and people aren't going to like it?
Only if, like, I'm, you know, being pressured into... releasing it by some element that is, you know, that it's not coming from me.
Right.
You know, like if I'm...
You're not in control.
Yeah, like say if my record label's into something and I'm like, yeah, it's cool, but I'm not happy, or I don't know, like somebody's featuring on something and I'm not totally happy about the way something's being done. But as long as like, you know, if I'm happy with it, I mean, something I've always believed, it's like, you know, you do the best that you can do, and that's all that anyone can ask from you, do you know what I mean?
And you seem to be doing a pretty good job of it so far.
I'm trying.
As we touched on before, you've collaborated with loads of massive stars. Who's your favourite collaboration of all time? Is that a really hard question?
Probably Ella, I reckon, just because I just dig working with her.
Yeah.
She's awesome. She kind of feels like a little sister and reminds me of my little sister a little bit, so it gets on really well with my fiancé.
Which is always a positive.
It's good, yeah, totally. So probably Ella, but I mean, I have worked with a lot of awesome people. Diplo, I love working with as well. I like working with Dizzy. I love working with High Contrast. Yeah, I mean, I think generally, like, the ones that see the light of day tend to be the people that I get on with anyway.
Because the track works.
Yeah, like, you can't really have that magic with someone you don't get on with, do you know what I mean?
Not, yeah, definitely. I guess as a DJ, you have to do, like... You've got to have all the different things going on in the performance, because it's not like if you're a band or if you're just a singer on their own, they kind of
confetti,
do...
Confetti, yeah, lasers.
Cannons.
Like, are we going to go for confetti or are we going to go for lasers?
Or are we going to go for both all the time, all the way through?
Yes. Are we going to alternate between the two?
It's just a health warning when I see you.
There's definitely... I mean, like, the visual side of it, like, we kind of... I did this remix. I won't say what it is because it will ruin our set, but I remixed, like, one of my big tracks for the intro of our set and, like, redesigned all the visuals and stuff for that, and that's really cool. And that those kind of elements are like the things that the creative things that, you know, change year by year. There's like new visuals and new remixes and stuff like that. As far as the stage show goes, like, we're kind of like, there's a lot of people, you know, doing these big touring like light shows.
Yeah,
it's kind of become quite the thing over like the last 5 years.
Yeah,
and I kind of think it's a little bit corny. And we've kind of dabbled with that a bit. We had some stuff for my band, but that was slightly different because it's like a band all round stage. And the couple of times that we have had a really big light production, I've kind of just felt a bit uncomfortable usually behind it.
You're kind of just standing there like, what's that?
Lights, just like, whoa.
Also, like, and maybe slightly terrified that like a firework's going to just come and
fly
into your face.
It's just like, whoa. But I think I've kind of always found that with our shows, that the ones where we've got the least amount of of that sort of stuff going on, basically the least amount of money being spent, are the ones where we get the best reaction.
Yeah.
And it feels like people just see you as being kind of like, you know, kind of like a sort of hero of the people, if you want, you know what I mean? Like within music, rather than being like this big branded
showman, sort of like show,
which is great because it's a lot less expensive touring around all these like crazy light things.
One more question before we go. I just wanted to find out, what is the one thing that you absolutely have to have on your rider? The most important thing?
Please tell me
it's like Labrador puppies, 15 Labrador puppies, or...
It is. I'm just trying
only
to see
red
my
Skittles.
Girlfriend because she knows like what the what the rider is. What is it at the moment? We've actually got PlayStation 4 on the rider at the moment, which is ridiculous.
And what kind of games, though?
At the moment...
Grand Theft Auto.
At the moment, we're playing Battlefront quite heavily. It's kind of quite a big feature.
Isn't that quite like a scary game?
No.
Maybe just for me. I'm just quite scared of all the games.
But we don't drink, so that's always a thing. People are like, you know, how come there's no alcohol on the rider?
Yeah, but you must have so much more fun because you're constantly just aware of what's going on and you're like...
Totally.
And especially if you're playing on the PlayStation on those scary games, I can't be, like, drinking if I'm doing that. It's too scary.
Yeah, no, like, we go, like, I was saying to Jamie, like, we go on stage now and it's like originally before we stopped drinking, we were kind of worried about, you know, how we were going to catch a vibe off the audience.
Yeah.
And now we're like, we're just going to smash everyone because everyone else is so wasted.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, have you met Steve Aoki?
No, I haven't.
Because he doesn't drink and he's like...
And if you see his live show, he's definitely having a good time.
He's literally crazy. Like we were in a restaurant in Ibiza and he's like, man, you want to come and do star jumps with me? And I'm like, and he's like, yeah, fuck yeah, man, let's go do fucking star jumps. And he's like doing all these star jumps. He's like, whoa, like that. And at the time I was like, I feel really hungover and this is kind of weird. But now I'm like,
Now I totally get you.
Let's do star jumps.
Now you're the person on the other side going, hey, should we go and do some star jumps?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's great. Well, star jumps are good.
Well, you've left me feeling like more smiley than I've been if I was pissed, so I'm really happy about
good.
That.
Ian Boltzmann.
Who's on the phone?
Hello.
That's amazing. Has Basil Brush called us?
It sounds like it. How are you all there?
I'm all right, man. How are you?
I'm extremely well, thank you. Give me a gigantic boom, boom, FUBAR radio.
I can't. I've got tonsillitis at the moment.
Oh, you poor thing.
I know. It's horrendous, isn't it?
Oh, you'd be no good in pantomime.
I'd do all right. They'd mic you up, wouldn't they?
It'd be a little microphone. Yeah, a little microphone. You groaned your way through it.
Yeah, I'd have one of them ones that they have in your hair.
That's right, it sticks down your head, down your forehead, and on the end of your nostril.
So we're joined by Basil Brush, by the way. Love to meet you over the phone, but we were in the middle of a running competition, but it's fine. Do you want to have a guess at what I had to eat last night?
I've got to guess what you ate last night.
I said, do you want to have a guess? I've got tonsillitis at the moment, right? I'm being a very brave soldier. I got up in the middle of the night.
Yes.
And I had something that we've worked out. It's traditionally eaten at breakfast, but I had it in the middle of the night as a food to try and sort out my tonsillitis. Can you guess what it
was? And you'd like me to have a good guess.
You can have a guess if you want to. Go for it.
Yes, I'd love to have a little go for it. I think you had, normally for breakfast, I'd have Eggs Benedict. Something posh like that. Did you have Eggs Benedict?
I did not. I can tell you, Basil Brush, that two of those words are incorrect. I did not have Eggs Benedict.
Oh, rats. So I don't win a prize.
You don't win a prize, unfortunately. It's a good prize as well, man. It's a really
is
good
it
prize.
Really?
Yeah, it's a poster from the British Comedy Awards, signed by loads of people.
Oh, I'd have loved that.
I know, right? We all would.
Can I have another guess?
No.
You had a curry.
No. Basil Brush, I am dismissing your other guesses.
Oh, rats.
Yeah, rats indeed.
I'm going to keep phoning in as different people.
You can do that if you want. I'm more than happy for you to do that.
That's it. I'm going to make a huge list of what people have for breakfast. Marmite on toast.
It would be hilarious to me if you rang in every week as different people.
As different people. Well, yes, I could do that. I could have a go at being a different person. The trouble is, I'll just sound like myself being a different person.
Yeah, that's
this
right.
Is my impression of David Cameron. Hello, 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 boom, boom. It's David Cameron saying boom, boom, you see.
Yeah, nice. What other ones do you do?
I do Elvis Presley.
Go for it.
Uh-huh. Thank you very much. Boom, boom. It doesn't sound any different, really, does it?
Very strong. That was very strong.
That's very strong, that is.
Yeah. And
you ain't nothing but a hound dog, and you ain't nothing but a hot dog.
Perfect. Very, very good. You can do the singing as well, then.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. I tell you what, it goes a little like this. Well, it's one for the money, two for the show. I've drunk too much tea. I've got to go, go, go. But don't you wear my blue suede shoes. That's my Elvis Presley impression.
It's absolutely brilliant.
I thought you'd like this.
Yeah, I did very much indeed.
I'm going to take in a moment one of those natural jacuzzis. Have you ever had one of those?
What's a natural jacuzzi?
Well, what you do, you see, you get to the bath.
Yeah.
You run some water in it.
I think I know what this is going to be.
Then you eat an entire can of baked beans.
I can tell you that two of those words are incorrect.
And then you let nature take its course in the bath.
Yeah.
And then it's what I call a natural jacuzzi.
It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, that's... and risky as well, isn't it?
Risky. You have to keep the windows open all the time.
Yeah.
And you have to say, leave it 10 minutes before anybody else goes in there.
Yeah, well, you don't want... Obviously, you don't want somebody getting into your farty bathwater, do you? No?
Well, absolutely, yeah, but it's natural. You see, the thing is, I'm trying to protect the world, you see? It's au naturel.
What's unnatural about a jacuzzi?
The bubbles, you see, I'm just trying to make them myself without having them powered by a little bit of electricity. I can do it myself. I just keep eating beans and let go.
I know, yeah. It's not constant, though. How long do you fart for?
Oh, only a couple of seconds. That's enough, because then once the bubbles just stay there, you see.
Is that why
you
tell
if you put some
so
bubble
high?
Bath in there, you get little bubbles, and they stay there. You should try this, you know.
I just, honestly, this is, again, one of those career moments where I just don't know what the fuck happened. I apologise for swearing, Basil, because I know that you're not a foul-mouthed fox.
I know, you see. Well, of course, you see, I'm in the world of CBBC and children's
of
television.
Of course you are.
I just put the fingers in my ear and go, la, 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 la.
Yeah, perfect. That's a laugh.
Like that. Would you like to hear some of my opera?
Go for it.
Thought you'd like this.
What's it going to be? Can you introduce it for us, please?
Oh, I can introduce it. It's my sort of impression. It's not quite Nessendormer, but it's close enough for Christmas.
Nearly Dormer, we'll call it.
Nearly Dormer, I would call that. But it's actually O Solo Mio.
Oh, right, OK, so it's nowhere near Dormer, then.
No, that's the famous one. People have heard of that one. So I say, O Solo Mio, O Mio Mai, I think I've started this song to home. I'll hit notes of such a height because my pants are far too tall. Boom, boom.
You did all right at the end, no? You did all right at the end.
Have you heard of YouTube?
What is it?
I know, it's very hard to think. YouTube. We're doing a lot of filming of stuff. We're going to have our own little Bezel Brass channel, you see, on YouTube. And we're going to be recording...
YouTube, okay.
Yes, I know, it's a new thing.
Where's that?
Know?
Where would we find that? Is that... Like, what?
You know, on the internet thing, thing.
On the internet.
Spider-Man invented it.
James Spider-Man invented that.
Yes, we're going on there. We're going to be filming lots of stuff for YouTube, lots of sketches.
Okay.
And silly songs and things are going to be on YouTube because everybody's watching YouTube now, you see.
Not my
so you
channel,
can get my Bezel Brass shows on there. We're going to have sketches put out there as well. And, of course, they can keep in touch with me via Twitter.
Yeah, that was another weird moment for me, was having tweets retweeted by Basil Brush.
I know. I'm a right twit.
That was... That's nice.
I like to think, you see, my longevity is slightly related to the fact that, you know, I appeal to the young boys and girls.
Yeah.
You know, they like the silly little jokes. And then as you get a little bit older, the slightly sort of thing you get in the pantomime, a little risque, that sort of thing. So it works on both levels. So for the children, it goes...
Yeah,
that was an aeroplane.
I got it.
Back row and chill on FUBAR Radio.
Thanks, Hoban. Welcome your
It's actually Hoban. Dude, Hoban, I have this problem every day of my life.
Seriously, we are going to fall out.
Me and you, or you in the chair?
Me in this chair, and these guys, because I know they do it on purpose. You guys start.
Swap it with mine. I'll have a broken one.
Yeah, from now on.
There's a chair here as well if you need.
There we go.
Yes, thank you, sir. From now on, what we're going to do every week when I come in, what we're going to do is I'm going to swap chairs with Johanna so you lot are not going to mug me up every week.
Baptism of fire here.
Alex Hoban.
Yes, that's it.
This is a good chair.
Ever since I've been a kid growing up, it's either been spelt H-O-L-B-O-R-N, like Holborn, on the Central Line. What a joke, by the way.
What a fucking joke, mate.
Or H-O-B-U-R-N, back of all my football shirts. But
no one sees it but
exactly.
The fans.
Well, however you spell your name is pretty famo on the internet right now. Because you started up exactly like myself. You started to make comedy content online and it kind of just took off.
I mean... Took inspiration from people like yourself, being in the game for a long time now. I just thought I'd create some relationship situations. Well, it started out as myself, and then I realised I need someone to bounce off. Got my girlfriend Millie involved. Shout out to Millie, by the way.
Shout out to Mills.
Millie
is beautiful. She's like the fittest thing.
Thank you very much.
Above your weight, bro, or what?
Yeah, just a bit, actually. Every comment on every video.
Oh, mate.
It's there. Top comments as well.
She's gorgeous.
Millie JL on Instagram.
Millie Logan, yeah?
That's the one.
Woo!
I know, right?
Bro! Give me some old man advice, boy. Get your claws in and don't let go.
I'll do my best, mate. Get your claws in and don't let go, man.
You just, when she walks, get dragged behind like a motherfucker, but keep holding strong.
It's kind of what happens, man. Already, but yeah.
Use that goalkeeping shit that you got and just grip and don't let go, man.
That's it. But yeah, so just started that out and then did a video on jerk chicken.
Oh, yeah.
When your white friend tries jerk chicken for the first time, and that was where it really started. That's where it kind of blew up, and from there it's just a lot of momentum and trying to carry it. Great premiere, by the way.
I just had my awards.
Alex was at the Brotherhood premiere.
Yeah. Were you at the Brotherhood
I was. Mate, spot on. Your speech at the beginning was great.
I don't even remember what I said, but thank you.
Neither do I, but it was great. And the after party as well. I was in the toilet. Somebody comes and stands next to me. I can tell, very tall guy. But you know, you're in the urinal and you don't want to do that turn because then you're that guy, right?
Yeah.
Well, lucky I didn't.
And with him, if you had turned, you would have been that guy because I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
And he's about 8 foot and you would have been right at penis level.
That's it. Stormzy.
I was there
and I was just like freaking out.
Of course, you don't want to see that.
That's it. I was like, I don't want to be put in shame for the rest of my life. Stormzy was there. And then I thought about battling him. Battle bars in the toilet again.
I thought
he could do whatever to me there. Yeah. There's no one watching. That's the problem.
He would just finish you with
exactly.
In the lineup to the film, all the cast members came out, and I was next to Stormzy. And yeah, he is tall. I was in big heels. He was even taller. He blessed him. He was standing on. I had like a long train on my gown. And we're like trying to then. I was trying to get his attention for ages, but he was a bit just like sort of.
He's a ledge.
Overwhelmed.
He's a ledge, Big Storms.
And I was just like, excuse me, is that Mr. Stormzy? You're on the train.
Yeah,
it's
like, yeah, same with me. It's just like. Deer in headlights.
Back to the online content, because what inspired you to start doing it, apart from myself, obviously?
Mixture of things, basically, is...
Shall I just leave so you two can suck each other off?
I've worked in content for a while now, worked for a few Facebook pages, worked for Unilad at the moment, and I've seen people evolve and develop content, and I thought I'd like to have a go at that, and I'm quite passionate about making videos anyway. I used to do it sort of for extreme sports, came in, and I've started seeing people do comedy content, and then Millie... gave me the inspiration. She's like, get a camera, do it. Yeah, claws creeping on.
Can I just ask quickly before you carry on?
Yeah.
When you say, oh, I quite like to have a go at that, was it like that? That seems like, or was it like, I can do better videos than this?
A bit of both. I saw some of the videos and I thought, I can one up them. That was my approach at first. And then it just developed into like a real passion.
Yeah.
And then it just kept coming and the ideas keep coming. I basically take whatever winds me up about day-to-day life and put it into a video or something relatable.
Yeah.
So what advice would you guys, because remember this show is all about the listeners, and what advice would you guys give to, you know, we talk about acting and stuff a lot of the time, what advice would you guys give to young people that are out there on the, you know, wanting to make their own content and do YouTube-y sketchy stuff like you guys do?
Yeah.
First thing is, I would say, get a camera, and you don't have to spend a lot. Alex was on that introduced me to the camera that I bought, and it was just a couple of £100.
Yeah,
£250 or £300 for the basic camera.
Even on your phone, there's people that are killing it.
And then,
on
iMovie or whatever.
Exactly.
Or
you can do the whole thing on your phone, but the first thing you've got to do is do it. That was the biggest step for me.
To make a page, you feel like an absolute idiot. You make a Facebook page about yourself, which is like, what is this? And then slowly people start and encouraging people to like it. First it's just your friends, then it's friends of friends, and then it's just randomers. I learned to edit. I kind of self-taught myself using YouTube tutorials. Do that like basic, like I said, iMovie. I started off on iMovie. And then eventually went up to Premiere, and then kind of just got to do something that you were really great at, which was just introducing yourself.
So self-promotion,
like,
reach out.
I
mean, everyone's really cool.
It's very different. Like, we have, like, for example, we have a Facebook page, but you don't go to people, hey, come on to my page.
Yeah.
You just have to chill. It's there, and you just let people find it. Whereas your thing is, you need the people to come.
You have to self-promote yourself.
Yeah. I'm not sure what it was like sort of a few years ago, but for me, the way I see it now is that if you want to be an actor or you're an aspiring actor, you've basically got a showreel from your Facebook page if you create content on there. So make videos, get creating, and then you can go in somewhere and go to someone like yourself and be like, this is what I've done, this is how I act, and it's there already. And if it's a passion of yours, you're going to get people liking it, you're going to get people's feedback on it as well from that social platform. So use that to push your acting side as well.
And one thing that I was going to say, because a lot of people, they assume, like YouTubers, that you're just making like loads and loads of money off our videos. Actually, there isn't money a lot of time to be made. So it has to be a passion project and it will take up all your time.
Amazing how much time goes into a 50-second video.
Do you and Millie spend your weekends making videos and stuff as well? Or do you get time to chill out? Or what?
So it's actually gone one step further than that. We've now started making vlogs. So then you've got to push yourself to go out and do something to make it interesting for the audience as well.
Yeah.
And I've seen, we've both been making vlogs. Johanna's on it as well.
Yeah.
YouTube and Facebook are two very different beasts.
So what's the vlogs for YouTube?
Yeah, longer content. People buy into your personality much more, whereas... Yeah.
No, I see, like, there's a girl that used to work for someone I know. There's Tanya Burr.
Yeah.
She can do anything. She can go up and go, oh, I'm going to sneeze and sneeze. And it's like 10 million views. And, and she has a book about it. Like, it's amazing.
But
once people buy into your personality, like, literally, there are some guys who just go to the supermarket and go, what should I get
today? Around.
Oh, I'm in the supermarket. What should I buy?
Yeah,
that's not funny, is it?
Yeah.
And they both have their difficulties as well. Like on Facebook, we call it stopping the scroll. So as you're scrolling through the content,
because it's
a feed. Whereas on YouTube, you're going to actually look at someone in particular.
Yeah, you got to type them.
Yeah, type them in.
So two separate disciplines for you guys.
Yeah, the content has to be a lot different as well.
You got 3 seconds to get someone's attention on Facebook.
That's it.
No longer than 1:30. So ideally under 1 minute for the whole story of your joke, which is just like, oh my God.
You need to cut out a lot. Well, you taught me that as well, is to cut out so much time. There's so much, many shots where you're just, you don't realise it, but there's actually a lot of spare time, even if it's just a split second, because at the end, it all adds up and you can cut sort of
it's
your,
a kind
your
of like a mini
half.
Version of what you do in the edit when you're editing a whole movie. How much did you edit out of Brotherhood?
An hour? Yeah, when the rough assembly of the film was 2 hours, 40 minutes.
Whoa. And so do you have a director's cut?
No. The director's cut is what you saw.
Oh, okay.
Because I was there every day and we did the cut. Mm-hmm. But the rough assembly, when you put it together, was 2 hours, 40, and the film ended up being 1 hour, 40. I mean, there's whole segments that are out of that film that the audience will never know about.
Yeah, the storylines, sub-storylines that kind of got cut. And
it's crazy to think that you've had to watch that many times.
Yeah, you watch it like from day one, you watch it like 80 times and you get to the end, start again, get to the end, start again. And each time you're cutting minutes and minutes and minutes. And by the end, by the last day, you're cutting seconds. But actually, on the last day, we did cut 5 minutes. Wow. One of the bosses of Lionsgate was like, I think you should take that segment out and just move something there. And I was like, all right. We had a look at it back in the edit. And we're like, yeah, let's do it. And we just chopped 5 minutes out on the last day.
Stay home and chill, keeping you company during the coronavirus.